Siyabonga Nkosi ukuba sikwazi ukugubha lolu suku lokuvuka kwakho kwabafileyo.
Thank you, Lord, that we may celebrate this day of your resurrection from the dead.
Ngoba uma kade ungavukanga, konke kungaba yizeleze.
Had you not risen, everything is in vain.
Siyabonga Nkosi.
We thank you, Lord.
Yiba nathi ke manje phakathi kwethu ngamandla akho okuvuka kwabafileyo.
Be with us now, Lord, in our midst, in your resurrection power. That your name would be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. Today's service I'm going to conduct in a slightly different way.
Nginhlomise ngoba zisikhona izitha ezimelana nevangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
I want to arm you, for there are enemies who are fighting against the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
AmaSulumani ashilo kule mnyaka edlule ukuthi azonqoba iAfrika lonke.
Some years ago, Muslims said they're going to conquer the whole of Africa.
Niyabona ke namhlanje ukuthi abaqondile ukulithatha iAfrika kuphela, bafuna ukuzuza umhlaba wonke.
But as you can see with recent events, they are determined not to just grab Africa, but the whole world.
Jesu wathi akube yithina esihamba umhlaba wonke, kodwa ngenxa yokuhluleka kwethu nokunqena kwethu nobuvivi bethu soqhamuka amaMusulumani bezothatha izwe.
Jesus said that we should spread the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world, but because of not fulfilling our commission and laziness, they, the Muslims, are stepping in. We are guilty before God with that.
Ayawuthatha umhlaba ngamabhomu awo, bedela ukuphila kwakhe kwabo, beyifakela amabhomu emakhukhwini, bayiqhumise bese kufe nabaningi nabo.
It should be Christians who are spreading the gospel, sending it to all the world, but now you see violent Islam with their bombs and whatever who are trying to force it upon the whole world. Now here in South Africa, there used to be a Mr. Didat.
Didat wathuzonqoba iningizimu neAfrika nabaningi abafundisi abanye be Dutch Reformed, abanye bamanye amabandla bajoyina ngakuyena.
Didat was determined to conquer the whole of South Africa and other places, and you found that some, even from Dutch Reformed churches and other denominations, joined in.
Enza neinkonzo kufika abantu abayizinkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu.
And so he held meetings where thousands, 3,000 and more, would attend. And he would say the religion of Christianity is not right. It is incorrect. And Jesus did not rise from the dead. He would say, Paul said Jesus had risen from the dead, but let's... But he would say that there is no place in the whole New Testament where Jesus said that he had died.
Emema nama Kristu ekhuluma ephikisana nabo.
He would arrange mass meetings where he would debate these issues.
Bathe bahlangana.
And so
babehlangane lapho.
One was in Durban Westridge Stadium.
Kanye la Westridge Stadium, eThekwini.
One of the meetings or debates was held in the Westridge Stadium. And so he sat on his stage as a hero. Like Goliath.
Ethi uJesu akaze asho nakanye ukuthi wavuka kwabafileyo.
And then he would state, Jesus never said that he rose from death.
O Pauli abebesho ukuthi uvukile.
It was just Paul and them that made such claims.
Kwathula.
There was
amakholwa asuka athula.
There was silence, and the Christians didn't know what to answer. But one man stood up.
Josh McDowell.
His name was Josh McDowell. So he stood up to answer.
What is your routine?
And he said, did I hear you correctly that you said Jesus never said in the New Testament that he had died and rose?
What the apple?
And Didat said yes.
Why is a king on a sambulweni? Then
he said, doesn't it say in Revelations chapter 1,
verse 18.
But let me start at the end of verse 17, where he said, do not be afraid, the words of Jesus. I am the first and the last.
No pilayo.
And I'm he who lives.
Gangifile.
And was dead.
Wehluleka washayeka ekhanda ngesagila.
That verse.
Ophilayo. Gangifile. Wehluleka.
The words of Jesus, I was dead, I'm the living one now. That caused Dida to not be able to answer. There were many Indians in the audience, and they cheered wildly, and because the ball had been kicked into the goal.
Why she a little point? Aga pindanga. Ugutu Jesu, what agazange ashu gutu befile.
Didat never raised that point again. He never mentioned the issue that Jesus
said.
Now I say this to arm you. I want you to be armed with the word of the Lord. If you meet Muslims, there are answers. Another point which they like, which they use a lot. They say, Jesus said, like Jonah, who was in the stomach of that fish for 3 days and three nights. But they say Jesus was not dead for 3 days and literally three nights.
Angithi wafa,
because
go three.
He died at approximately 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Amen.
In the afternoon.
Go lesihlanu.
On Friday.
Kwaba go lesihlanu ebusuku.
And there was Friday night.
Gibelo.
There was Saturday.
Ebusuku.
Saturday night.
Kusho ukuthi ubefe insuku embili kuphela.
So the Muslims say,
ubusuku obili, ay ubusuku obuthathu.
So they say it is untrue then that he was dead 3 days and three nights, for it was only two nights.
Why said he?
And so in reply,
Josh McDowell.
No, that's not our Josh Combrink. Josh McDowell said,
kodwa kufanele ukuthi uhlakaniphe nawe, yes, ngeBhayibheli.
But be wise with the Bible.
Wathi kuEste,
he said,
isahluko sesine.
In Esther chapter 4,
Naku Matthew 14 verse 20, lapho uJesu ethi uzongcwatshwa insuku entathu nobusuku obuthathu.
And in Matthew 20, where he refers to being buried for 3 days and three nights,
etakusiloni iqiniso lelo.
He said the Muslim's claim is incorrect.
Futhi ubethi uJesu bengafile. Engakakhonjiswa incwadi yesambulo. Wathi ubequlekile nje.
Now Didat's claim was that Jesus actually never physically died. He was in a swoon or in a faint and then he got up.
Why said he?
And so he responded.
Akufanele ukuthi nidideke.
McDowell responded and said, don't be confused. In the Jewish and the Jewish times, in the Jewish times, they had their own understanding. Now, as you know already, that it's in the evening, the Bible refers to the first day. In fact, it was the way we would.
AbaJuda bangamaHebheru ayengabali njengathi.
The way we refer to time and the way the Jews or the Hebrews referred to it was not the same.
AbaJuda,
for the Jews,
usuku lwabo belukala ngo 6 ebusuku ntambama.
In the Jewish understanding,
kuze kube u 6 ekuseni.
It would start, the day would start at 6 in the evening till 6 the next morning.
Niqonde lokho.
Now understand that.
Ngoba,
because
uJesu wafa ngezo 5.
Jesus died around
about three.
Jesus died about 3 in the afternoon.
kushukuthi usuku ubefile insuku ezintathu.
So
amahora amathathu kulesihlanu.
So in other words, on Friday he was dead for 3 hours.
Lawa ma 3 hours kubalwa ukuthi usuku. Futhi abajuda bebala usuku imini nasebusuku.
In the Jewish understanding, any part of a day was counted as a day and a night.
Kwathina qobo lwethu bekungafanele ukuthi sididwe leyo nto.
Now that should not confuse us, for even in our own understanding,
ngoba mama uma ezala ingane ku 1 minute before 12.
If a mother gives birth to a child 1 minute before 12 at night,
ngolesihlanu noma ngolesine noma ngolesithathu,
at night, whatever day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever,
ibirthday laleyo ngane,
the birthday of that child,
unyaka luneintsuku ezingamakhulu amathathu namashumi ayisithupha nesihlanu.
Considering that a year has got 365 days,
uma watshala wazalwa 1 minute noma 2 minute noma 3 minute before 12, ibirthday liyoba nini? Liyoba ngalolo suku noma ku 3 minute nje.
Whether you're born 1 minute or 2 minutes,
God
or
birthday, usuku lokuzalwa yilo lona lolo,
or 3 minutes before midnight, it doesn't matter. Your birthday will be counted as being on that day.
Uchesuke,
our Jesus,
wafa ama hora matatu phambi kukasikisi.
Jesus died 3 hours before 6 in the evening, 6 p.m.
Kutuka lolo su lawa mahora matatu ayebalwa usuku.
Now those 3 hours counted as the full day.
AbaJuda ke kuleso sikhathi,
for the Jews in that time,
bebala usuku imini nobusuku,
counted any part of the day as being a day and a night.
Uma ufunda izincwadi zasendulo,
even if you read some of the ancient scriptures like the Talmud,
ne Talmud lase Babheli,
or the Babylonian Jerusalem Talmud,
ukuthwa noma isikhathi singakanani we onani,
any part of the day, an onan is what they use,
ibalwe ngokuthi a full day,
is counted as a full day.
Ngolesihlanu ke phambi kwa 6.
So on Friday before 6 p.m.
ngokubalwa kwabajuda basendulo,
according to the Jewish reckoning of time of that era,
bekuthwa imini nobusuku,
it would have been counted as a day and a night.
Ngakho ke,
therefore,
bekuliqiniso ukuthi insuku ezintathu emini nobusuku, ngoba bebebala bala lo lawo mahora amathathu imini nobusuku.
It was indeed true that it was 3 days and 3 nights, for any part of a day was reckoned as a day and a night.
ngakho ke kwaba ngolesihlanu.
So it's Friday.
Usuku ngokwaJuda imini nobusuku.
They counted that as a day and night.
Imini nobusuku.
Saturday too.
Kusukela ku 6 kuze kube ku 6.
From 6 to 6.
Ngomgqibelo kusukela ekuse kuze kube ku 6 ntambama.
Until the evening.
Mgqibelo kusukela ku 6.
And then the next from 6
ngosuku olzayo usuku lwakhe lokuvuka bekusuku lwesithathu kubalwe usuku kusukela ekuseni ekusihlwa kuze kube sekuseni.
Counting from the evening as in our time 6 p.m. they counted it as a day, and going to the next morning it was therefore reckoned as a full day.
Mina ngophukuphuku bami ngingathi hayi ubusuku bebekuthatha ngoba kusukela ku 12 kuze kwagce kwashaya uchi 3 kwabamnyama emhlabeni kwaba sebusuku kuthi ubusuku obuthathu nemini ebuthathu. Kodwa ngobujuda bekubalwa ngaleyo ndlela.
Although in my own foolishness I could have considered it like this, that the sun, remember, was darkened. It was like night from 12 to 3. And in that sense,
when I own a computer kanda, ngabalo ekanda. But the Esther 4 verse 16, no Esther 5 verse 1.
But the Jewish understanding was
different.
Now if you look at the last verses of chapter 4 of Esther and the first verse of Esther chapter 5, you'll see their understanding of a day and a night.
Niyabona ke ukuthi kwaba iqiniso ukuthi imini yayibalwa ngokuthi imini nobusuku.
So you see that any part of a day that was there was counted in the Jewish understanding of a day as being a full day and a full night.
Ngikusho nje ukuthi uma uhlangana neSulumane lithi hayi iBhayibheli akusilona iqiniso kuthiwa uJesu uyokufa 3 days and 3 nights. Abazi ukuthi abaJuda bebebala ngandlelani ngokwesiko lakubo.
Now I've given this.
Noma kube amahora amathathu kuthwa imini nobusuku.
To give you weapons, use the scriptures. So if you meet with a Muslim who objects and says it's untrue because it was Jesus said 3 days and 3 nights and yet it didn't happen, no, they don't reckon with the understanding, the common understanding of Jews at the time, that any part of a day was regarded day and night.
Kusho ukuthi thina ke uma sibuza i-birthday lomuntu kanti mhlambe wazalwa ngo-11 ebusuku kodwa lolu suku birthday lakhe uma iphaphama ngo-12 ebusuku emva kwa-12 kuthiwa sekuyi-birthday lakho.
And so even in our own understanding, if a child is born at maybe 11 o'clock at night, when a child, then it's the day before the birthday. If it goes across the hour of 12 at night, midnight, then it's already their birthday. And if you fill in, even any government form that you have to fill in your details and your date of birth, you count it as your birthday, even if it was at night.
Ningasuki nididwa izinto ezisobala
don't be confused by things that are obvious.
Didat
was in his chair, was debating.
Ngoba yena akashonga ukuthi ubefile kanti esambolweni kukusho kahle lokho.
As arrogant as Goliath, claiming that Jesus himself never used the words I was dead and rose again.
Wahlala njengeqhawe ethozani njengoGoliathi. Ozani ongangiphikisa siphikisane la phambi kwabantu. Kwaze kufika uGeorge McDowell wayesemtshela lamavesi wamginqa phansi njengoDavid ngetshe lodwa nje wamshaya uGoliathi lapha.
And though Didat was very arrogant in inviting any Christian debater to come and debate him, but this single verse from Revelations which Josh McDowell used was like that single stone that David used to fell Goliath.
Ethekwini ke amandiya ngiyawathanda amandiya. Ne kariyabo ne rice ngiyayithanda.
Now in Durban, the Indians there, and I love them, and I also love their food, their curry and rice.
Amandiya ambhaleli incwadi.
Now, Indians in Durban wrote a letter to Didat.
Ati, where Mr. Didat?
And these pastors said, Mr. Didat.
Awumyeke uJesu, umgxeke, khulume ngalendlela ngaye.
Stop.
Shumayela ubusulumani bakho. Yeka lokho. Ngoba nathi sishumayela ivangeli kaJesu.
Stop mocking our Lord Jesus Christ. Leave him.
Uqhubeke ngokwentshumayelo zakho. Nathi soqhubeka ngentshumayelo zakho.
You welcome to propagate Islam, your own religion, and we will propagate our faith, Christianity.
Uma ungakwenzi lokho sikunikela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi akusebenze.
And if you don't stop blaspheming, we hand you over to God that he will do what he wants. See these Indian pastors?
They're
good. Didat read the letter and laughed. And he continued. Soon afterwards, he had a stroke. Not just a minor stroke, a major stroke that affected his brain, at the back of his brain. He never uttered a word again from that day. For years. For he did not listen and heed the warning. He did not listen to God's warning, and God was the one who sent that and closed his mouth. I visited some friends and relatives of Didat. It was before that stroke. I said, won't you invite him? He can come and bring a suitcase and he can stay in my home and visit us. I will not preach to him. I'm not going to fight him. I just want him to come and observe my life. Let him see how I behave when I'm with my wife, how we get on together. I want him to see how I am with my children. And let him look at KwaSizwebantu as to how we live here. So I said, invite him
to come. Afike hlalisana naye ngihambe naye ngimkhombisa izinto abone ngeke ngimshumayeze ngifuna ukuthi ashunyayeze impilo engiyiphilayo.
I'd really wanted him to visit and stay for some days. I'd said I don't want to preach to him. I want him just to see the life that I live. But it didn't happen. When I was overseas, it was overseas when I received the news that he had had a stroke. I sent a message to his relatives that I'd like to visit him in hospital or in his home. Wherever he is.
Bamthatha bamyisa inkosi yama Arabu yathumi panoye likhulu basaka bamthatha bamyisa ko specialist abakhulu lengakubo.
The king of Saudi Arabia sent a jet liner to fetch him and take him to the best specialists available. So they fetched him with their jet and they took him to the best specialists available. Now there are many rumors.
Now
there are many rumors, and I'm not quite sure of this, but I was informed that he was even flown to the best specialists in Germany, but even they could not help him. So I said to his relatives, I would like to visit him. Even if he's not able to speak, I would like to visit him and see him. And they said to me, well, the marvelous thing is, even if he can't speak, his eyes are shining and sparkling. I said, fine. I want to see him. But I was very sad when I heard that he had died. And he died still standing for his religion. I don't know what he is going to answer the judge of judges, the Lord Jesus, the one who said, I was dead and behold, I am alive. Now that's the first point. The second point. In Luke 23, verse 53. It says there, that Joseph of Arimathea donated his sepulchre or his grave.
Can you show us his tomb? Ah, now.
There it is. There are the three ladies peering in. Look at that grave. The graves were not... The graves of rich people were unlike ours. It was a sepulchre where they had dug into the side of the mountain, made like a cave. It was like a little room in the rock. Look at the round, what looks like a wheel. They could not pick it up. Because it is said that it was over 3 tons in weight.
Some of the stones. It
was rolled to close the door. Although the grave wasn't exactly as this one is depicted. We were once in Jerusalem and we saw his grave. The gravestone at the door was extremely heavy, could not be just lifted by a person. It had to be pushed and rolled till the door closed. Those women on the way were speaking to each other, who will roll the stone away for us?
But when they got there,
they found it already open.
Basebengena.
And so they entered in.
Ingelosi zathi, hayi akekho lapha, uvukile.
And the angel said, he is not here for he has risen. I'd wanted you to see the picture just to get an idea of what the graves were like. It wasn't like ours are today.
Thank you very much. UJosefa wase Arimathea ube nethuna lakhe.
Now Joseph of
Arimathea edwaleni kwikamelo.
Uyangena
la esayidini lokudla ngaseceleni kodonga ilaphe belele khona.
Had his sepulchre. And it was a grave dug into the side, and in that room on the right-hand side, there was like a ledge where they would lay the corpse.
The women.
The women came with spices.
No Nicodemus.
And
Johann 19:39.
And Nicodemus in John 19:39.
Wafika namakha.
He also came. He came with spices.
Ay, into ngane ngendishi.
Not just a little dish of it.
Iskali.
The weight.
Betsy 100 pounds.
Was 100 pounds.
Kojansazi ama pound.
Now you don't.
45.359 kg.
You don't work in imperial system anymore, but it's 49.359 kilograms.
Itenkulu leyo.
A heavy weight.
UJosefa kuthiwa waphatha nelineni.
Joseph came also with linen.
UNikodemu weza namakha.
Nicodemus came
amaningi. 45.5 kg.
Myrrh and aloes, these spices, which was
45 kg.
To anoint or to embalm the body of Jesus.
Abajuda amaningi ayengakwenzi lokho.
Now many Jews didn't do that.
Amajuda amaningi ayegeza nje isidumbu.
Many Jews instead simply washed the corpse and would put a nice scent on it.
Kodwa bona beza ethuneni bephetha amakha amaningi nenduku eziningi zokumsonga.
But they came rather with this Nicodemus and the others came with embalming spices and linen to wrap him in.
Ufana nomuntu ophulwa ingalo noma umlenze uye kudokotela afake ibandage bese agcobe ngokhonkolo. I konke umlenze noma ingalo angithi nyakwazi lokho.
We could liken it to a cast. We say in South Africa, plaster of Paris, where a person has broken their arm, they would wrap it in this cast and these bandages, which then harden to plaster of Paris.
AbaseGibhita bebekwenza lokho.
The Egyptians did that.
Ngoba bebengathanda ukuthi isidumbu sibole.
They didn't want a corpse to putrefy.
Sihlale noma iminyaka eyinkulungwane.
They wanted to embalm it so that the corpse would last for thousands of years.
Ngiyabona ukuthi lamadoda ayithi uJesu ube indoda yamadoda asimkhonke.
I think the men that came also wanted something like that because he was such a hero to them. They wanted to embalm him so that his body would not rot. They forgot that the Bible said his body would not see decay or corruption, King James.
Baphathake lento kube ngathi ufile ngekavuke ufile nomphele.
And so when they brought these things, they saw it as the final death. It was forever.
Bamsonga ke laipsweni.
And they wrapped him around the head. And also,
isithombe ukuba nisibone uma sesongiwe bendiji jiwe sekhonkekile ukuthi kubukeka kanjani.
Also then myrrh and aloes, then wrapped it more, then more of these spices, and again I'd wanted to bring you a slide that you could see for yourself what it would have looked like.
Bakwenzake.
And so that's what they did.
Baikoka.
They
ubuso bakhe njengokuba nginilinganisela odokotela bekhonka umlenze ophukile noma ingalo ephukile.
Wrapping his body like I've illustrated a doctor today would put plaster of Paris, they would wrap it around till it becomes hard.
Umacisho kuthotshwa inhlaka eno 45 kg. Anoqondake ukuthi ukuhlonzo balama bandage ayingakanani.
Now, if I say that it was 45 kg, just imagine how heavy those, that embalming and bandages would have weighed.
And how thick it was. Besenala, bakalelake, uguyapansi, amahlombe, ingalo, umzimba, amadolo, inyawo.
Then the next part, they would start at the neck and start with the fresh bandages and then the spices going right down legs and feet.
Unkulunkulu alsethu mowesifazana tikijima ubatshela bafundu kuthi akafile.
Then these women that came were sent back to the disciples to tell them he is not dead, he has risen.
UJohane noPetru basuke ngelikhulu ijubane.
John and Peter, they ran with speed. They wasted no time. You know what Peter was like? He was very forward and quick to do things. And he would be hasty. But on the way, John overtook Peter and got there to the grave first.
Uma eselandela uJohane uJakobe phela ubesemdala esekhula khulile uJohane ubesemncane enejubane elikhulu eshiya lomdala.
Remember that Peter was quite a bit older than this youngster John, and that is why John overtook. If I run today, even my grandchildren can overtake me.
UJohane wafika kuqala, uJohane wame emnyango, waqalaza, walunguza.
And so John got to the door of the grave and peered in.
Kodwa uma sefika uPetru emva kwakhe, wangena phakathi.
But when Peter came, he went right in to look.
Angithi sekumenyezwa ukuthi akavukanga kwafika abafundi bakhe bamtshontsha yikho sebethi akavukanga.
Now rumor was going around that he had not risen. His disciples had simply stolen his corpse.
Uma esefika uPetru wabona lendwangu yekhanda nekhala awukwazi ukuthi ukhiphi khanda kulelo gobolondo awukwazi kungavimbi ikhala la entanyeni kuncane ungalikhipha kanjani ikhanda kube kuzofanele ukuthi kusahwe, kusikwe, kusikwe, kuze kuqaqwe, kuze kuvele ikhanda, uzulikhiphe ikhanda.
And Peter observed that the embalming bandages were just as it had been. You cannot just take your head out of such a thing. It is tightly closed. The only way humanly possible is to cut it with a saw or something to get through it.
La kusukela la entanyeni bese kube amahlombe kuze kube enyaweni.
So the head cast, and then from the neck down to the feet.
Bese konkwe ngalenhlaka.
Then this cast of myrrh, aloes, and these bandages.
Bese gotwe linen food.
And then linen again.
Food,
more
linen
spices.
Gotwe food.
More linen. More spices.
Bekwe intsuku entathu esethuneli.
3 days in the grave.
Kusho ukuthi lenhlaka iselukhuni manje intsuku entathu.
It had hardened, so this embalming had hardened.
Ngoba noma bekhonke umlenze kuthatha isikhathi esikhulu ukuze kuqine njengokhonkolo.
If you wrap plaster of Paris around your leg, it doesn't take long for it to harden.
Umzimba ke kusukela la.
And the body from the neck down.
Uma uPetre ngena.
When Peter went in.
Ubona le ndwangu, le linene lekhanda. Yodwa la, labe khona ikhanda.
He saw the head cast lying there in its own.
Kusukela la kuze kushaye enyaweni. Kulele ngapha labe kulele khona umzimba.
And then from the neck downwards, the other part that was lying right there where his body had laid.
UPetro wathi khona akantshontshwanga lo muntu bengamkhipha kanjani kuleli gobolondo.
Peter knew instantly the body was not stolen, for this cast, nobody could just extract it.
Yini, uma imbobo la ingangentamo, amahlombe ungawakhipha kanjani? Umzimba, ngeke, kuzofanele ukuthi uthathe isikele esikhulu, usike, noma isakha elincane usakhe, noma ummeso obukhali, usike. Usike, nemlenze, uyiqaqe, nomzimba, nala iswini, nala imahlombe, ukuze ukhiphe isidumbu.
For this cast was like a shell by this time. You would have to come with something very sharp, like a very sharp scissors, and you'd cut. And it would be difficult to cut. Then you'd start with the cast from the neck down and have to cut through it. In other words, how amazing is this matter of the Lord Jesus? We take the Bible, we read it so superficially. In English,
there
are certain insects which can make themselves a cocoon into which they
die.
And when the transformation happens, it has to eat its way out of this cocoon.
Kodwa ikhokhuni lika Jesu belinganakudliwa nala boshwela ungakhipha kanjani.
Verse
Olphekayo uyagula lapha ebuchopheni.
Nothing could eat its way out of this cocoon in which the corpse of the Lord Jesus was. You see, the resurrection of Jesus is historical and undeniable.
UPetru wathi, hayibo, akantshontshwanga lo muntu. Bebezomkhipha isidumbu sakhe besikhipha kanjani. Bengamthatha nesidumbu. Negobolondo. Kodwa nali igobolondo likhona. Awukwazi ukhipha umunce umzimba wakhe. Kodwa uJesu ngokuvuka kwakhe waphuma nje.
Now Peter was convinced, he knew that the body was not stolen, for there was the full shell of the embalming, it was right there.
Abafundi beyikhiyelela endlini, thushu, nangu Jesu sephakathi kwabo. Ungene kanjani, akangenanga ngewindi, akangenanga ngesicapha, ngomnyango, akangenanga ngosiling. UJesu wavela wathodongeni wayisemphakathi kwakhe. Kusho ukuthi nala kuleli gobolondo lokufa waphuma.
Jesus was able to suddenly appear in the locked room of the disciples where they were hiding. He didn't have to open the door or climb through the window. He could just be right there. The same now with this cast. He could just go right through it.
Nita o Josepha, wasa Arimathiya, nok Nikodemu, basebenza, ukuba baphatha amakha amaningi nelini neliningi, bamsonge, ngoba uma kade bekwenza njengabanye abaJuda, bamgeza nje, abaJuda bebezothi, bamtshontshile. Kodwa manje umhlaba wonke izizwe zonke zimelwe ukuba zikholwe ukuthi uvukile ngempela.
Now Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus in bringing the linen cloth and the spices to embalm him, they did a wonderful thing, for it just made the case watertight. It cannot be true that his body was stolen. I don't know, friends, is this understandable? Is it?
If
it's not clear
to you,
if it's not clear,
yes,
then you're welcome to visit me in my home. I can sit down with you and show you the proofs. Otherwise, you need to go back to school for the basic
knowledge. Umhlaba wonke izizwe zonke singathuli. Ngendaba enkulu kangaka uma sithuli ngayo sinecala.
The resurrection of Jesus is exalted, marvelous, indescribable in human words, and so that is why we are commissioned to spread this good news to all the earth. Woe to us if we do not fulfill this commission.
Ake si buyelake sengiyaye kangithi sekwene.
Now leave that point. Let's leave it. Isn't it enough?
Oh, sokukhulumi awe no half ngalento nje.
Spoken an hour and a half about this, and I haven't yet even started with my sermon.
Ngamafushane.
Now just in short.
Ake sithoba makhanda ethu.
Let's bow our heads and we pray again. Lord Jesus, your matter is so wonderful. Nothing can be compared to it.
bekufanele ukuba sibe nenyawo esigijima umhlaba wonke izizwe zonke ukuba zizwe lendaba kaJesu Kristu ukuthi inkulu kangakanani.
Indeed, Lord Jesus, we should have feet that are swift to spread the gospel everywhere so that people would understand how great this is about you.
Ukupheka kwakhe nokufa kwakhe kanye nokuvuka kwakhe.
To tell the news of your suffering, your death, and your resurrection. Lord, bless us as we read your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Abanye bayatiteka bathi kodwa uNkulunkulu eluthando angamvalela kanjani umuntu esihogweni amshise ngomlilo.
Some are confused and say, how can a God of love ever lock up a person in hell forever?
Mina ngithi kufanele sibe khona isihogo, siphindwe ka 7 foot.
I say indeed there should be a hell. And 7 times hotter too.
Uma ungakholwa into esobala, into ekhona. Uma udayisa ngoJesu kenxa yomfana, kenxa yentombazana, kenxa yezono, kufanele ukuthi ushiswe ufakwe emlilweni. Ngithi kwezela uNkulunkulu uphinde isihoko kwasikhombisa abashe kasi kunaphakade. Bengakholwa ivangeli. Besuka la enkonzweni kwasiza abantu bengaphendukile. Behlele ezonweni. Hayi, nifanele ukushaywa imvimbo eminingi.
If you refuse to believe the basic, obvious facts of the gospel, that you can sit here for this weekend and hear all this, and yet go into your sin again. A girl going back to her boyfriend, and the other way, selling the Lord Jesus for their love affair. Indeed, hell should be there, and it should be 7 times hotter too.
Let's
get back to the word of God.
First Corinthians chapter 10.
Verse 20.
Kodwa ngithi lokho okuhlatshwa ngabezizwe bakuhlabela amademoni ngaba kuhlabela uNkulunkulu. Kepha angithandi ukuba nibe nenhlanganyelo namademoni. Niyezwa nina enhlabela phansi abaphansi amadlozi nixole uma kukhona umxhosa uxole uZulu uthi idlozi.
Rather that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. Do you hear, you people who still follow the occult or ancestral spirits? You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons.
Kumbe siyayivusela inkosi ulaka na, kanti sinamandla kunayo na.
Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?
Niyezwa ke, ningesiphuzi isitsha nani bamhlophe, namandiya nabanjani. Namakhalathi, ningesiphuzi isitsha senkosi kanye nesitsha samademoni.
Do you hear, whether you are white, colored, Indians, doesn't matter what type, don't dare to drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons.
Ningelihlanganyela itafula lenkosi kanye netafula lamademoni. kodwa namhlanje uyadlala emhlabeni umuntu aye amukele isitsha senkosi edakiwe noma ephindele ekhaya edakiwe athi ay angiphuzi ngokuhamba ngoba sengiyakholwa sokufanele ukuthi ngiphuze ngeglasi.
Don't have fellowship with the table of demons and the table of the Lord. You can look at it this way, like a person who doesn't observe that. Instead, he says, well, I used to drink out of my beer pot. Now I need to be more civilized.
Namakubu, unenkani, unolaka, uhlanganye litafula likaNkulunkulu kanye netafula lamademoni, udle nokuhlatshelwe abafileyo.
And now you say, well, it's all right if I drink from a bottle, that's more civilized. Now, whether it is irritability, anger, grudges, losing your temper, all these things, these are the demonic things. Do not partake of the Lord's table and those things. Are we stronger than the Lord? Are we able to provoke him and we think we can get away with it? We need to tremble and fear the Lord. Then chapter? Chapter 11. From verse
23. Ukuthi inkosi uJesu ngalobo busuku akhashelwe ngabo wathabatha isinkwa.
And for I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Wabonga, wasihlephula. Wathi lokhu kungumzimba wami ohleshulelwe nina. Lokhu kwenzeni ukuba ningikhumbule.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Kanjalo wathabatha nesitsha emva kokudla kwakusihlwa wathi, lesi sitsha sisivumelwano esisha egazini lami. Lokhu kwenzeni ngezikhathi zonke enisiphuza ngazo ukuba ningikhumbule.
In the same manner he also took the cup after supper saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Ngokuba njalo nxa nidla lesi sinkwa, niphuza lesi sitsha, nimemezela ukufa kwenkosi izifike.
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
Verse 27, ngakho-ke lowo odla lesi sinkwa, aphuze lesi sitsha senkosi ngokungafanele unecala lomzimba ngokungafanele unecala lomzimba ngegazi lenkosi.
Therefore whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
Kodwa umuntu akazihlolisise khona ke akadle lesi sinkwa, aphuze lesi sitsha.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
Ngokuba odlayo aphuze uzidlela aziphuzele icala uma engawuhlukanisi umzimba wenkosi.
For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
Ngenxa yalokho baningi phakathi kwenu ababuthakathaka nabagulayo nabaningana sebefile sebelele.
For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep or dead.
Kepha uma besizahlulela thina, besingayikwahlulelwa.
For if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged.
Kepha nxa sahlulelwa, siyalaywa inkosi, ukuze singalahlwa kanye nezwe.
But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Isn't it clear? Does it need any explanation?
Now
it says, we who are many who partake of the bread, one bread, and though we are many, we partake of a single bread, meaning that believers, Christians, are one together in one body. If, however, I partake of this bread and I'm not one with my brother in the Lord, I'm bringing death upon myself. I can become sick. I can even die.
If you take... No Jesu, uma singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, singumzimba wakhe, ayi imizimba, kodwa singumzimba munye.
If we take and partake of the single bread, signifying his body, believers in Christ are his body and are one. They are united, not many breads, but one bread.
Igazi lika Jesu liyasihlanza ezonweni zethu noma zibomphe. Ziyakuba mhlophe njengeliqo.
The blood
uma kumukela lesisitha esingumfanekiso wegazi lika Jesu. Kanti ngiqhubeka nezono. Ngiqhubeka nendlela yami. Ngizihlela ukufa.
The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. If I drink the cup, which is symbolic of his blood, I am only taking death into myself. Rather let the cup pass by. Get right with God first. One day we will truly drink of this cup in heaven, where we will praise the Lamb who died on the cross. Jesus said, I will not drink of this cup until I am in the kingdom of heaven.